A former Phoenix police detective and his Australian wife are at the center of a murder case that's raising concerns here and across the globe. Jermaine and Lisa Cunningham are accused of murdering their 7-year-old daughter, Sanaa. Now they could be facing the death penalty. But the Cunninghams say they are innocent, that they did everything they could to care for a troubled girl in a system that failed them. But those on the other side, including Sanaa's biological mother, say the couple's abuse amounted to murder. Both sides say justice is not being done. Sean Holstich has been reporting the story for the Phoenix New Times, and I spoke with him more about it when he came into our studios recently.
Sanaa Cunningham was 7 years old, and she died in February of 2017. She was a very sick little kid. She was found dead with sepsis as a complication of her pneumonia. And basically, she was catatonic the last couple days of her life. And when they rushed her to the emergency room, her temperature was so cold they couldn't get a register out of the thermometer. And she died about 4 or 5 hours later.
Wow. So this case is a murder case for her father and her stepmother. Right.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about them and the case against them.
Jermaine Cunningham is her biological father. It's a blended family of 3 different sets of kids. And his wife and Sanaa's stepmother is Lisa Cunningham, who's an Australian national. And together they cared for Sanaa for the last 2 years of her life. And according to other people in the family, that's when things started getting really bad for Sanaa. And she started seeing some really scary-looking symptoms. And if you talk to Jermaine Cunningham's side of the family, they would tell you that they did everything they can to try and take care of her, and her conditions got out of their control.
Tell us a little bit about the challenges she presented, and was she ever diagnosed with anything other than pneumonia or sepsis?
The pneumonia was revealed in the autopsy. Mm. She was diagnosed in the last 3 months of her life with all sorts of different conditions, eating disorders, mental conditions, schizophrenia. She had reported to doctors that she heard voices. The voices compelled her to want to hurt people. That's what the doctors reported. None of this was ever independently verified, but that's what her parents complained that they were dealing with when the authorities went to the house to investigate claims of abuse in those last 3 months of her life.
Like, her behavior was difficult too, right? They were worried about the other children, et cetera.
She was reported to have thrown rocks at her 2-year-old stepsister, at the family dog. They said they had to tie her up, restrain her, lock her in a water closet. Sometimes they locked her outside. She had to often wear a diaper because she couldn't control her bowel movements.
But there seem to be 2 camps here, right? Those who think that her father and his wife ended up killing her via abuse, essentially. And then those on the other side of this, and they really are nowhere near each other. Tell us a little bit about what those 2 camps are saying.
Okay, so after Sanaa died, the Goodyear Police Department investigated it as a potential homicide and ultimately reached the conclusion that it was, and ultimately charged Jermaine Cunningham and Lisa Cunningham with that murder. Their basis was that, you're right, that the treatment of her led to her illness, which led to her death. Therefore, they're responsible for her death. Mm-hmm. The Cunninghams will tell you that no, they were so overwhelmed by these conditions that no parent knows how to cope with, that they tried to do the best they can to restrain her, and it got beyond their control.
One thing that everyone seems to agree on here is that justice is not being served. This case is a ways out, but at this point, tell us where we are.
So we are scheduled to go to trial in the summer of 2020. A lot has to happen before that, a lot of discovery, a lot of motions, a lot of investigating, a lot of everything. In a month, we will have a hearing to determine whether the murder charge should be tossed out or remanded back to a grand jury. The Cunninghams are charged with 1 count of murder, first degree, premeditated, and 10 counts of child abuse. Mm-hmm. We just had a hearing in August to determine whether there was enough evidence to continue seeking the death penalty and to continue with the murder charge, as well as whether or not to put the Cunninghams in jail. Judge finally agreed after a bizarre hearing, which is normally a routine 20-30 minute hearing. This case went on for 2 days. Hmm. After that hearing, he determined that, yes, there is enough evidence, and he ordered them jailed. And that was the first time they've been in custody.
Right. So there have been a lot of questions around that as well, right? And about how this case has been carried out from the very beginning. Tell us about how long, for example, it took her father to even be arrested in this.
That is just one of many irregularities in this case. They were arrested in August of 2018. The death occurred in February of 2017. They were charged in December of 2017. There was no arrest warrant at the time. Normally, when there's a felony, you know, when there's a murder suspect, an arrest warrant is pretty promptly issued. That didn't happen here. They were ordered to appear in court. They appeared in court. Jermaine was late. Lisa didn't show up at all. Usually when you don't show up to court, you know what happens. Your listeners, anybody who's missed a traffic ticket hearing, they know what happens. That didn't happen in Jermaine Cunningham or Lisa Cunningham. They were given an ankle monitor and told basically not to go anywhere. They were released without any bond. Very unusual for such a serious case. But, you know, even the investigation, you know, she died in February. The charges weren't issued until December. The autopsy wasn't released until October. The Department of Child Safety is required by state law to issue a notice of a suspicious child death involving abuse promptly. That's the word in the statute. Mm-hmm. It took them 10 months. Yeah. There are all sorts of irregularities in how this case has unfolded.
There's also a controversy going on the other side of the world about this case, right? So like you mentioned, her stepmother in this case is an Australian national, and they're potentially facing the death penalty here. So tell us a little bit about how much international attention this is getting in Australia.
It's almost ironic, Lauren. There's been more international attention than local attention to this case.
Yeah.
Part of the reason for that is Lisa Cunningham grew up in Adelaide in South Australia. And if she were convicted and sentenced to death, she would become the first Australian woman ever facing an execution in the United States. Mm. As it is, she would be only the second Australian ever potentially executed in the United States, the last one happening in the California Gold Rush. And so a lot of the people in Australia are clamoring for justice for Lisa. And that's just one side of the argument. I mean, her family has come forward repeatedly now and said, well, you know, this is a railroad. You know, American justice is barbaric. Australia got rid of the death penalty years ago in the 70s. On the other hand, if you're Sanaa's biological mother, Sylvia Norwood, she thinks there's been an injustice, that there hasn't been a conviction yet, and that this case is dragged on, and mm-hmm. that the investigations were handled in the way that they were, and that for a year, this couple was allowed to walk free. And so nobody's happy with the level of justice that's happening.
Many layers here.
Many.
Sean Halstead is a freelance journalist whose piece is in the Phoenix New Times now. Sean, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.